We had yesterday, Chatting the Tosfos. Tosfos pointed out in Dibur Maskov Emahani Mili, and like we say, if you miss, try to listen to the computer, go over it. Tosfos pointed out the following kasha. When the Gemara said the pasuk of the Emahli, when the Gemara asked the kasha of Emahli Dida that she should get her own money, the Gemara said that that's hard to fathom. Because if the father can marry her off, then what reason should she get the money? He should get the money. And what pasuk did the Gemara introduce that he has the ability to marry off his daughter? Esbiti nasati l'ishazeh. That was the pasuk that the Gemara introduced. Esbiti nasati l'ishazeh. Right? His daughter he gives over to this man. So, l'maisa, in the first part of Shir yesterday, we discussed the Tosfos Vema Lidida, where what were you going to do with the pasuk of Yatzachinim and Kasef? That pasuk was superfluous. However, the part that we just mentioned right now, where the Gemara introduces Biti Nasat Elishazeh, where the father has the ability to marry off his daughter, Tosfos asked the question, the next Tosfos, Ve'ema Hanimili, he said, why is there a need to dig up a pasuk that a father has to marry off, can marry off his daughter from his biti nasat lishazeh? We have a kavachomer. What was the kavachomer? The kavachomer was if a father can what? If a father can sell his daughter, then what? Then how much more so you should be able to marry her off? You remember that? That was Tosfos' kasha. Therefore, the pasuk of his biti nasat lishazeh is not needed. Okay? That was the kasha that we had yesterday. Okay? And we did the whole Tosfos, we had different terutzim. So I want to just begin with this. And that is that why do you need the pasuk as biti nasat lishazeh? Learn it out from a kavachomer. So Tosfos Ksubis on Menvavim and Beis gives a terutz. And the terutz is that the father is neman as biti nasat lishazeh to aser her on the whole world. So the pasuk is always needed as biti nasat lishazeh. He is believed, even though there are no edim, that he married her off. He's believed in a vacuum to say that he married her off. So therefore, that's how Tosfos Ksubis gives the answer. We mentioned it. I want you to get this. Tosfos Ksubis gives the answer that don't give me the why do you need the pasuk as biti nasat lishazeh? Why do I need it for? I can learn how to koshkin. If you can sell her, how much more so you can marry her off? Yes? What's the answer? The pasuk is biti nasat lishazeh, I need for another reason. What's the other reason? What's the other reason why I need a biti nasat lishazeh? I need it to say that he has the ability to be believed to say that he married her off. Even when there are no edim, the father has the ability to say that he married her off. That's the chiddush of what? That's the chiddush of Tosfos Ksubis Menvavim and Beis. So therefore, when the Gemara says, when Tosfos asks that we don't need the pasuk as biti nasat lishazeh, the answer of Tosfos is in Ksubis is that we do need it. What do you need it for? You need it for to say that even when no one knows Yaakov, the father is believed that he married her off. That's the chiddush of Tosfos and Ksubis on that Menvavim and Beis. Now what emerges from here is as follows, and this is what I want you to get. All the other answers that we gave yesterday in Shir broke that Kal V'chomer. How did it break the Kal V'chomer? How did it break the Kal V'chomer? We said that just because you could sell her off, that doesn't mean anything about Kedushin, right? That means nothing about Kedushin. He gets her, what is the point of selling her off? He owns her Maisei Yadayim, he could sell off the right to the Maisei Yadayim, right? But it has nothing to do with Kedushin. That was the answer that our Tosfos gave. The other answer that we saw in Tosfos and Ksubis was that Kedushin is forever and ever, right? She's not sold off forever and ever, only until she becomes a Nara. When we've said this once before. Whenever you have a Kasha in Rishonim, what you guys got to get this methodologically. What are the two ways to answer the Kasha? You can either break the premise in the Kasha, or what? Or the premise in the Kasha remains, and you come up with a new theory to answer the Kasha. Does everyone understand that? This is a classic example of that. The answer that we began share with today, Tosfos Ksubis is saying what? You don't need a puskas beating the sat elisha zeh to marry her off. Learn it out from a kolshkin that you can sell her. So Tosin Subis writes, what does Tosin Subis write? That is correct. The premise is right. The only reason why we need a pasuk is for a new theory. What's the new theory? That the father's believed to say that he married her off. Not only that he can mekadesh her, but he's believed to say that he married her off, even when there are no eidim. So that Tosfos and Ksubos is agreeing with the Rashba, because the Rashba writes explicitly. The Rashba writes explicitly, halacha lemaisa, that kosher kenik remains. That if he can sell her off, Yonah, he can also marry her off as well. That kol shekain remains. So what we're writing on the board is that Tosfos and Ksubos, Tosfos b'Ksubos b'Teretz Sheni, that says the father is Neman la'asor to Asur the daughter, is also agreeing with our Kamoha Rashba Shalanu that the Kol Shekain is correct. What do I mean that the Kol Shekain is correct? Kol Shekain is what is the Kol Shekain is a good Svara. Svara Nechona. What was the Kol Shekain? If you can sell her, you can marry her off. So therefore, the Rashba says that this is a good kol shekain, and Tosa says the pasuk is used for something else completely. And what's that something else completely? That you are believed to say that you married her off. Okay, one second, Pinchas. However, the other Terutz and Rishonim, Tosfos Shelanu, and the first Terutz, the Terutz Rishon, Shel Tosfos B'Ksubos, what do they hold? They hold the kol shekain is lo nachon, is lo nachon, svara lo tova. It's a svara lo tova. Why is it a svara lo tova? Why is it a bad svara? What are the two reasons? Number one, selling her off is just selling her earnings, sheds nothing on kedushin. How do you make such a kol shekain? And number two, mechir is not permanent. When you sell her, it's only up till she becomes a nara. Then she goes free. Kedushin, when you marry her off, it's forever and ever. So you can't learn how to kol shekain. But what I want to bring out is this is an example. This is an exact example of you have a kasha in Rishonim, and you have two approaches on how to answer that kasha, Yaakov. And the question is, are you destroying the premise of the kasha? Or has the premise remained, and I come up with a new theory to answer the kasha? Because the kasha was here, why do I need the pasuk as biti nasati ish hazeh, that a father has the ability to marry off his daughter? David, the father has the ability to marry off his daughter? Yes? Why do I need that pasuk? If I can sell her, I can marry her off. It's a kol shekain. So what am I saying, Avi? Tosfos, our Tosfos, and the first Teretz Tosfos breaks that Kal Vachomer and says the premise is wrong. Because why? Because selling her just means selling her earnings. Doesn't say anything about Kedushin. How do you know you can marry her off? Number two, selling her off is only temporary. Till she becomes a Nara, she goes free. When you marry her off, that's forever. Who says you have the ability to do something that'll last forever? So they answer the Kasha in the manner where the premise breaks. The first answer, Daniel, what are we saying? The first answer with the Tosfos Ksubos and the second Teretz is that the premise remains. The Kol Shekain's good. So what do you do with the Pusik? The Pusik I need for a new theory. That a husband is believed, not a husband, a father is believed to say he married off his daughter in a vacuum where there are no eidim. He's still believed. So I want you to get this down. That's the first mahalach I want you to get today. Are you got it? But it's methodologically a tremendous what? Methodologically, it's a tremendous what paradigm that our guys want you to know. You have a kasha in Rishonim. There always are two ways to attack that kasha: to break the premise or come up with a new theory to answer the kasha. Yes, Pinchas.
The story that we said about the guy that married that wanted to like wanted to mess with his wife.
Yeah. No.
How is he going to the third way we answer the kasha by saying
that's against this? That's against this. That's against this. Halacha lemaisa. And it might not even be against it. You could say, like Rashi, he's believed to what? He's believed only when he identifies who the chassan is. So you could fit it in too. Okay? So it's not necessarily against that. Okay, we got that so far? Okay, that's the first malach. Let's go. Number two. There are four ways in the Rishonim to learn the kasha of this Gemara. Four ways I want you to get, okay? Before we have to see Vayter in the Gemara. Okay, let's get it. The first way, when the Gemara asked the kasha, it said, the emahani milik tana, who has no yad, kedushin, but a nara has a yad, lekaba kedushin. So she has a yad to makaba kedushin, she's mekadeshit, she should take it herself. There are four ways to learn this in Rishonim. First Rashi, then Tosfos, then Rov Rishonim, then the Tosfos Rid. I want to get down all four, halacha lemaisa, how we learn up this Gemara, the four kashas. Number one, according to Rashi, the kasha of the Gemara is, how do we know that a father has the ability to marry off his daughter when she's a ketana? The pasuk is speaking the satlisha says only when she's a ketana. How do I know that he can do it when she's a nara? Just plain and simple. According to Rashi, the Gemara knows, is asking minayin la'av schus l'kadesh bita kashir hi nara. When she's 12, between 12 and 12 and a half. Plain and simple. And that he gets the money. V'gam sha'av nekabel kesef. Okay? That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Tosfos HaRosh is bothered by this. We have Mishnayos that seem to say that he can mekadesh his nara. The Mishnayos seem to say it, Beferish av zakai bebita bekidusheha. Right? Beferish nedareha. It says Beferish in the Mishnah, Av Mekadesh is Bito Anara Memalf Amaralf. Nonetheless, Rashi learns that the Gemara is honing in, precisely, zoning in. How does a father have the ability to marry off his daughter who is a Ketana? They Mahani Mili Ketana. Aval Nara, how do you know? That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos, which we're going to see inside Blinetter today, the bottom Tosfos. Tosfos, in Dibra Maskil, the Chitema, Blinetta, we'll see it today, learns differently. Tosfos learns that for sure we know as Biti Nasati refers to Anara. The Kasha of the Gemara is, we know if he marries her off, he should get his money. But maybe if the girl marries her off herself, who should get the money? How do you know, Lamaisa, that the father gets the money in that case as well? So two, Tosfos, Minayin, how do you know Kashir he Mikacha Atzma that the father Ha'av Yizke Bekesef? It seems like strange. She mirrors herself up and the father gets the money. But that's how Tosfos learns the Gemara, where she has the ability to do it. Now this is assuming, writes the Tosfos HaRosh. Let's turn, guys, to Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Let's turn to Mem Gimel Amud Beis. This is according to Reish Lakish. Because the Gemara and Mem Gimel and Mebeis, take a look at the two dots. It says, Tanan Hasam, we learn a Mishnah over there in Meseches Gittin. Hanara, you got, everyone got in the middle of the two dots? On Mem Gimel Mebeis, Ish Mekadesh is Bito. Tanan Hasam, Nara Murasa, He Vavia Mekabel and Eskita. Both she and her father can Mekabel the get if she's a Nara. 12 and 12 and a half. Amar Reb Yudah, I'm sorry. The father can mekabel the get, but not the ketana. Okay? The chosh ain yochel lishmor eskita ain yochel liskarish. If she's not old enough to guard or get, she can't be divorced. Done. That's the Mishnah. Take a look. Amarish lokish. Kim machlokus legerishin, kach machlokus lekedushin. What does Reish Lakish say? That this machlokus Tanakama Reb Yudah as to whether a girl can accept her own get when she's 12 and 12, between 12 and 12 and a half, can she mekabel her own kedushin? Reish Lakish says the same machlokus that applies between Tanakama Reb Yudah by Gittin applies to kedushin as well. Amar v'Reb Yechanan Amar, we know Reish Lakish Reb Yechanan Amaroi. V'Reish Lakish Amar machlokus legerishin aval kedushin divrahakul avia velohi. Underline that 80 times. What does Aviyah V'lohi mean? You guys tell me, what does Aviyah V'lohi mean? She can do it. I'm sorry. He can do it, but not her? Correct. So what did Tosfos, what did I just write on the board according to Tosfos? What did I just write on the board? That the Gemara's kashas, how do you know that what? How do you know that she can mekadesh herself, but who gets the money? Obviously, who's this going according to, this sugya? It's got to be according to Reish Lakish. Excellent. Tosfos Rosh says, Tosfos is saying, our Gemara is a leave it to Reish Lakish. Because according to Yochanan, you can't get the words out of your mouth. Because according to Reish Lakish, according to Yochanan, she came a kabbalon kedushin. It's the fee Reish Lakish. That's what Tosfos learns. Tosfos learns Yaakov, the Gemara is saying she was Mekadosh herself. How do you know the father gets the money even in that case? The only way she can Mekadosh herself is you hold like Reish Lakish. You hold like Reish Lakish. Aviyah Velohi. You got me? That's what the Tosfos Rosh adds on to the Tosfos. Okay, number three. A third way to learn in the Rishonim what the Gemara's Kash is. And this is according to Rov Rishonim. When I say the Rov Rishonim in this case, Rashba, Ritva, Ramban. They learn as follows. They learn, I'm sorry. We have a machlokes, Reb Yochanan, Reish Lakish. Most cases in Shas, who do we hold like? Reb Yochanan. There are a few exceptions to the rule, but this is not one of them. This sugi is only according to Reb Yochanan. And the Gemara is asking as following. How do you know a father can make Kaddish, and the money always goes to him? Maybe she also can do it herself, and the money would go to her. The money would go to her. How's that different than two? What do you mean two says? How do you know where she's Mekadosh herself? And she should what? The father should get the money. Here, Rov Rishonim, Rashba, Ramban, Ritva. What do they learn? Minayin that what? Minayin that if she does it, Shehi, Mekadosh, Atzma, he can get the what? Yechola, Mekabel, Kesef. She herself. How do you know? How do you know Lamaisa? The Gemara is challenging Lamaisa and saying maybe she also can Mekadosh herself and the money should be her. Three is saying the Gemara is challenging. The Gemara is challenging. How do you know that it's only the father, Yonah? The Gemara is asking maybe she could do it herself and she would get her own money. And the Maskana is she can't do it. It's only within Reb Yochanan. It's only within Reb Yochanan. But the Gemara was positing that what? She should be Mekadosh herself and she should get her money. See, according to Tosfos, she definitely can Mekadosh herself. The question is, we want the father to get the money in that case. That's a Kohen Reish Lakish. The other Rishonim say, just the Gemara was saying, who says the father's in charge of everything? Maybe the father shouldn't be in charge of everything. He should only be in charge of everything when he does the Kiddush and then he gets the money. But if she does the Kiddush, maybe she should get the money. And the Gemara answers, no. The Gemara answers, the father's totally in charge. But according to Rov Rishonim, I'm going to write down, it's Kamo Reb Yochanan. Because the maskana is that she can't do anything. Halacha l'maisa. She can't do anything. But the Gemara here was positing, according to Tosfos, the second approach, that maybe when she's Mekadesh l'maisa, the father should what? The father should get the money. Halacha l'maisa. So it's basically saying, according to Reish Lakish, it's allowing that. According to the third shot in the Rishon, it's not allowing it. The Gemara was challenging. Maybe she can do it. The maskana is no. Maskanas, he has no what, she has no right to do it. Avia Velohi. We go like Reb Yochanan. And then the last shita is the Tosfos Rid. The last shita we have is the Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid says as follows. A fourth shita in the Rishonim, which is amazing. And he says, Halacha Lamaisa, that the Kasha de Gemara was only by Aktana, where she cannot Mekadosh herself, does the father get the money. But by a Nara, where she's Mekadosh herself, then even Halacha L'maisa, when her father's Mekadosher, then the father should not get the money. So that's an amazing shot that Tosfos wrote. Let's get it. When she's a Nara, where she can be Mekadosh herself, Yechola Lekadosh is Atzma, the Gemara was challenging Halacha L'maisa, she should get the money Kashir Ha'av. Kashir Av Mekadesh, when the father is Mekadesh, the Bita, maybe the money should go to where? Kesef, Holeh La. And what's the answer to the Gemara? No. He doesn't get a thing. Halacha L'maisa. Yeah, according to the Tosfos Rid, there's a fourth approach. That since a Nara can marry herself off, according to Reish Lakish, and if she does it, she'll get the money herself. So even in a case where the father marries her off, the money still should go to her. The money still should go to her. So that L'maisa is considered to be what? And the Gemara answers, no. The Gemara answers, no. So we see the Feirish, and let's go over it now. There are four different ways to learn Pshat in the Gemara. Veima Hanimili Ktana, but Nara, no. Nara, no what? According to Rashi, Halacha L'maisa, what does it mean? How do you know that what? How do you know, plain and simple, that a father can marry off a Nara and marry her off and get the money? Pasuk says, Beferish, Halacha L'maisa. That's one. Tosfos, how do you know where she's Mekadesh herself, that the father gets the money in that case? That's allowing her to get remarried. That's according to Reish Lakish. The Rav Rishonim just say, how do you know the father's in charge? Maybe the daughter's in charge, and she should be able to get her own money. No, we assume the father's in charge, lock, stock, and barrel. And then the fourth permutation is that, according to Reish Lakish, this is also using Reish Lakish. We'll write down Reish Lakish. Right? This is also using Reish Lakish. It's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush that since she can marry herself off, even when her father does it, she should get the money. She should get the money. That's all the makshi. Kamashalan, at the end of the day, who gets the money? The father gets the money. Okay? This is all what the Gemara was trying to seek out. Four different ways to suggest what the Gemara was seeking out when it said Nara. Everyone see how they're different from one another? This is saying that she should in fact be in charge. Halacha L'maisa. She should in fact be in charge and get the what? Get the whole thing. Even when her father's Mekadesher. That's the Chiddush what? That's the Chiddush of the Tosfos Rid, Halacha L'maisa. And that's why what? The father's just a shliach. That's all. The father's a shliach. She's the Bailam on the Kiddushin. And that's it. Halacha L'maisa. Okay. Very good. So the Gemara says, no, at the end of the day, Halacha L'maisa, the Gemara was challenging L'maisa and say, oh, she should be able to what, do everything, and even when her father does it, she should get the money. The Kamashim line is what? The Kamashim line is, no, she can't do it according to the Tosfos Rid. So the Havamina was like Reish Lakish. Okay? So that's the Chiddush what? That's the Chiddush in the Gemara. Four different ways to what? To learn up the Pshat in the Gemara. Okay, let's see now inside. Okay? Let's see inside, guys. Okay? Let's see inside. Yaakov, go ahead. Read the Gemara. Go ahead. Let's see the Gemara inside, guys. Okay? Start from the Eima Hanimili. Go ahead. Right in the middle of Omid Beis. Give him Omid Beis. Go ahead. The Eima Hanimili. You got it? Right in the middle of the Tysus, Dibra Mask of Eindav Racha Kursa. Let her marry herself off and let her what? Let her get the money. That's the challenge. Let her get her own money. So what are the four ways to do it? Let her marry herself off, let her get her own money. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos, we're going to see it inside, reads the Gemara in a certain way where it says, let her marry herself off and the Gemara, the father should get the money in such a case. That's assuming Reish Lakish. What did the Rav Rishonim say? Let her marry herself off, let her get her own money. Tosfos Rid says, let her marry herself off. Even when the father marries her off, she should get the money. Those are four ways to read that line in the Gemara. Go ahead. So what does it say? Amar Kra. Oh, stop. So what does that Bina Rabbi Sevilla mean? So let's get this down. The Shita Mugubetzis in Ksubis. Man Vavim says, if you look in the Chumash, in Perek Lamed about Midbar, it says as follows. It says, Bebeis Avia Binare, Perek Lamed Posik Dalet. And then it says, Psukim later. It says in many Psukim later. How many Psukim later? It says it in, Bamidbar Lamed Yud Zayin. 13 Psukim later, it says the phrase, Binare Beis Avia. So the first Posik is Bebeis Avia Binare, and the second phrase is Binare Beis Avia. The fact that it repeats itself tells me what? That everything is accrued to the father. All things of shvach from the daughter are accrued and go to the father. Everything. Lock, stock, and barrel. So therefore, I don't care if she can get married herself. The bottom line is the money goes to the father. So you plug it in four ways. How do you plug it in according to Rashi? She has no right to marry herself. The father does it, the father gets the money. What do you say according to Tysus? Even when she's Mekadosh herself, who gets the money? The father gets the money. Number three, she has no right to Mekadosh herself. Nothing at all. Number four is, even if what? Even if the father's Mekadosher, the halach is that he gets it. Even if she has the ability to Mekadosh herself. It doesn't make a difference. So the fact that it says it twice, Binurea Beis Aviyah, it says it again. It says, let's get it straight. It says, Endowed the Beis Aviyah Binurea. And then it says, 13 Psukim Lenin, it says, Binurea Beis Aviyah. This teaches us that Shvach and Urim go to what? Go to the father, and that's it. The father gets everything. Now in the Shita Lo Noda Lemi, we learn out how Faris Nedarim to Kedushin. Just like the father has exclusive rights to annul her vows, so too he has the exclusive ability to makabel her Kedushin, halacha l'maisa. What'd you say? Well, at this point, we haven't gotten up to it. At this point in the Gemara. This point in the Gemara, that's what he wants to say. Because that landscape is what? A first Nadarim. Okay. Very good, Yaakov. So we got it so far? Those are the four ways to learn the Pshat in the Gemara. Go ahead, Yaakov. So what does Gemara say? The Ella?
The Ella, Hada, Omer, Rabuna, Omer, Rab. And I should Maisa, Abbas, Ab. Kasha, question, where the Maisa, Nadarim.
Ah, how do you know the earnings go to the father, Shinamar? Shinamar,
Chiyim, Kori, Shin, Pes, Pita, Lama. So the father will sell his daughter.
Right, to be an Ami Ifriya, go ahead. Excellent. Now, therefore, why do you need the pasuk? Go ahead, typically. Yeah, why do you need to dig up a pasuk? The father gets the earnings, yes? We should, well, before we get to that, we should learn out fraud from anything accrues to the father, bin Rabbi Saviyah. Now, I want you to get this down. There's a very interesting machloikis in Achronim. Let's get it. Can a father force his daughter to go to work? What do you say? Can a father force his daughter to go to work? What do you say? Halacha l'maisa. It's unbelievable. It's a tremendous machloikis. Okay? It's a tremendous machloikis in Gedolah. In fact, there's a steer in the Pnei Yeshua whether a father can force his daughter to go to work and he can take her earnings. The Pnei Yeshua on Daf Tet Zayin says a father cannot force his daughter to go to work. If she does it on her own work, then he gets the earnings. However, the Beis Yaakov in Ksubis, in Mem Zayin Amun Avdim Maske B'mara, writes that we learn from the word Amma that just like the master can force the girl that he just bought to work, so too a father can force the what? The father can force the girl to work as well. The Beis Yaakov, the Nesivis, wrote a Sefer on Ksubis, says that just like a master could force the daughter to force the girl that he bought to make her go to work, so too, halacha l'maisa, a father can force the daughter to go to work as well. Now the Pnei Yeshua is Soser himself, because the Pnei Yeshua here says Beferish that a father, what? A father can, halacha l'maisa, force his daughter. So the Pnei Yeshua contradicts himself from Dav Gimel Amad Beis to Dav what? Dav Tet Zayin Amad Alfin Kedushin. To steer in the Pnei Yeshua. But it's an interesting concept. Can you actually force the daughter? The truth is, if you'd ask me, if you compare it to an Adon, why not? The Adon can force her to work. So why can't the father force her to work? But nonetheless, it's a Machlekes in Gedol Achronim. So the Kasha of the Gemara is, and this is very important that we should point this out, because the truth of the matter is that when can a father sell his daughter? Only till she's what? Only till she's 12. Halacha l'maisa. He's only allowed to sell her up to when she's 12. So the Gemara says, if kol shvach ne'urim, go to Beis Aviyah, so what do you need this pasuk for? So that's the chiddush. What? That's the chiddush of this Gemara. Okay? That's the chiddush of this Gemara. Go ahead, Yaakov. So what do you see from here? Ella, what does it say? Ella. So what does that mean? Binurei Beis Aviyah is that the father's exclusive rights to make for Nedarim. Hachanami, also what?
Also,
what does that mean, Hachanami? What does Hachanami here also mean? Yeah, that pasuk can only be limited in Darim. It can't be used for what? It can't be used that her earnings go to her father. And what else can it be used for? For Kedushin. That's the Hachanami. This pasuk of Bin Rebbe Sivi is limited to a first Darim. If it's limited to a first Darim, how do you use it for a makkah for other things? That the father can mekadesh his daughter. That's the kasha of the Gemara. Where is it? Kol Shvach Nurim. That was our kasha. We had four ways to ask it. What do we do about a nara? Bina Rebbe Saviya, that's limited in the Darim. That's not used for what? That can't be used for earnings. Maisi Adam, it can't be used for Kiddushin. So we're stuck again. So we have no what? We have no makar halacha l'maisa. Very difficult. We have no makar halacha l'maisa. Very, very difficult. Okay, go ahead. So what does Gemara say? V'chitema, go ahead. So what's Nelef Minei mean? Learn out from Hafaris Nedarim itself of Bininav. Learn out from Hafaris Nedarim that the guy gets the money for Kedushin and for Maisi Adayim. Learn out of Bininav. We know the concept of Bininav. We spoke about it by Karzatov. We spoke about it by Mematzinu. So there's a great kasha. Nelef Minei. So what's Gemara's answer? Go ahead. Oh. So I want you to get this down. There are three categories in Dinei HaTorah. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes the Vilna Gaon in the Aderes Eliyahu that there are three categories in all Dinei HaTorah. Every din in the Torah has to plug into one of these three categories. It says in the Pasuk in Tazria, it says, Bein Dam L'Dam, Bein Din L'Din, Bein Nega L'Nega. One is Isser V'Heter, Yordea, Isur. Number two is Bein Din L'Din, is Mama. And what's number three? Bein Nega L'Nega is Tuma V'Tahara. Okay? You guys got to know this. Bein Dam L'Dam, Bein Din L'Din, Bein Nega L'Nega. Three areas in Dinei HaTorah. Every din in the Torah has to plug into one of these three. And each area regulates itself different when it comes to a suffix. What's the din by number one in the case of suffix? Suffix d'iraisa, l'chumra. The way we paskin against the Rambam. Rambam says, suffix d'iraisa, v'iraisa, l'kum, l'kulam, in rabbanu l'chumra. What happens if it's a sveik sveika? Doubled out? It's mutter. What's the din in a suffik and mamon? Suffik, mamon, lakula. Let's say I'm not sure where they owe you money. Do I have to pay you? No. Motsu mechavero? Olav lavi raya. You got to prove to me how your money. And what's number three? What's three? They line up. What's the din by Suffolk Tuma? Suffolk Tuma, Bershusha Yachin, what's the din? His tummy. What's Bershusha Yachin mean? Less than three people. A woman might have been Mazana, married woman. Suffolk Tuma, if there's three or more people around, you don't know whether something's a dead rat or if it's a dead frog. A rat, it's tummy. If it's a frog, it's Torah. Suffolk Tuma, Bershusha Rabim, is Tahara. You follow what I'm saying? Every din has to plug into one of these three categories. And we're showing that each category is different because they regulate sveikas differently. So this is what we want to suggest, guys. Yaakov, you read the Gemara very nicely. Why don't we learn how to bin and out from a Afaris Nedarim? You know why? Let's get it down. Because a Afaris Nedarim is the area of Isser V'Heter. That cannot be a model for Kesef Kedushin or for earnings. Maisei Adayim, because those are mamonis. Isser mimamona lo yafinin. That's what the Gemara means. Daniel, you got it? Isura mimamona. Mimamona mi isura lo yafinin. I can't learn mamon from isura. It's impossible. Okay? That's what the Gemara means. We are plugging in this theory that Vilna Gaon Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes from the Gaon and the Deres Eliyahu. Mamon mi isura lo yafinin. Every din in Shas
can plug into one of these three categories. And the Gemara says, I cannot learn from a Faras Nadarim to my Sedaim and Kedushin, because a Faras Nadarim is Isser, it's Nadarim, it's Yordaya, and that cannot shed any light on Kesef Kedushin, my Sedaim. Oh, so next line. Go ahead. Yaakov, Chitema. Gemara doesn't give up. Go ahead, Chitema. Oh, what's Knas? If a girl, God forbid, is raped or seduced, you pay the father 50 talents of silver. And the father gets that money. So just like the father gets that money, maybe he should also get the Kedushin. Learn out from there. It's a great suggestion. Knasa is the case of onus and mafata. Onus is, God forbid, a rape. Mafata is seduction. But it's 50 talents of silver. Right? You know the difference between the two. The Mishnah says in Ksubis, by the rape, he's got to pay, and he also has to marry her forever. He can never divorce her if she wants to get married. By seduction, he has a choice of either or. He can pay the 50 talents of silver, he doesn't have to marry her, or he can choose to marry her and never have the ability to divorce her and doesn't have to pay. That's the Mishnah says, Ksubis, ma bein onus mafat. But that's what we call a knas. What's the Gemara's answer? Go ahead. Oh, what's that about? What does Rashi say here? Go ahead, Yaakov. What does Rashi say on this? Mama Miknasa. Go ahead. Shaknas. Shaknas. Oh, what does he say? What does the word chiddush mean? What does a chiddush mean? Right, but what is it? What is the base level of what it means? What's a chiddush mean? Something novel, right? So Rav Shechter Shlita always points out a tais nivam stav zayin, that means that something goes against a grain. Dover asosus a klal. It goes against what you normally would think. So Rashi says that knas is a chiddush. Why does Rashi say it's a chiddush? Would you ever known that kafel, if a guy's a gan, if he has to pay double, or if you steal a shor and you shechter, you pay 4 or 5 times? We never would have known that. So Rashi defines a knas as being what? How does Rashi define a knas? Rashi defines a knas as being what? As being novel, chiddush. And therefore, we want to learn out that kesef kedushin from knas you can't. Moment from knas I never would know. Okay? Moment from knas I never would know. Alpidin. I never would know moment from knas, right? Because knas is novel. And I'm thinking to myself, the ability to marry off your daughter is also a chiddush, right? But once you know that the money should go, that's not such a chiddush anymore, no? If the father can marry off his daughter, does it make sense that he should get the money? That's what Gemara said earlier, right? The notion of being able to marry off your daughter, that's a chiddush. But once you know that, you know the money should go where? Should probably go to the father. So Rashi says knas is a chiddush. But I want to add on a shot. And I want you to get this. I want to show to you that a knas is fundamentally different than mamon. And I want to point out a Rebbe Kivager and Makis Staf Heimet Aleph in the Gilyon Hashas. Normally, if God forbid someone destroys someone's car or punches someone, why must you pay money? Because you hurt the person based on your actions, right? You have to compensate. There's a notion of compensatory damages. You damage someone. Daniel, you follow me? That's what mamon is. Knas, Rebbe Kivager writes in Makis, is based on Beis Din. Rebbe Kivager writes that Beis Din generates Yotzer et HaKnas. Beis Din generates the Knas. And therefore, if you're a Ganef and you come into Beis Din and say, no, I'm sorry, I'm a Ganef, what do you have to pay? You only pay the principal. You don't pay the double. Why? Because you did not allow Beis Din to generate the knas. Every knas has to be generated by Beis Din. Prat l'marshiyas atzlo. Arshiyashim Elohim. But if you make yourself a Rasha by saying you're a ganef, you're not chai of the kefir. Because Beis Din generates the knas. It has to come from a psak of Beis Din. So therefore, says Rabbi Kivager, Beis Din creates Yotzer. Beis Din creates the knas. Unlike what? Damages or any other financial thing that depends on your what? your actions. Beis Din just implements it. They don't create the chiyuv. You follow what I'm saying? So once you introduce this Rebbe Kivager, now you can read the Gemara beautifully. What is Mammon Miknasa Le'afinan? Mammon depends on what? Your actions. It's compensatory damages. What is Knas? Knas is fundamentally different. What is its nature? It comes from Beis Din. So you cannot compare the two at all. That's how you read the Gemara when it says Mammon Miknasa Le'afinan. You follow what I'm saying? That's the nature of Knas. Knas is a fixed amount. Ganef, 4 or 5 times. Kefil, Shloshim Shalevid. That's the nature of Knas. Knas cannot be compared to Mammon. You got me, Yaakov? Not only what Rashi says that Knas is a Chiddush, but we're adding on to it. By its very nature, the Chiyuv is different. Yes, Pinchas.
Is that all based on Knas?
Yes.
Meaning like
Motive be knas would be in that case. Would you say motive be knas potter? Yes.
Like you wouldn't even have to marry her.
No, by motive be knas, you only say if you have to pay a principal. But here, there's no principal. In damages, you stole something. You have to pay the principal. How much the animal or the object's worth, plus a double. By the 50 talents of silver, that's all it is. You only apply motive be knas when at the same time you're pottering yourself from the penalty, but you mechayiv yourself in the principal. Here, there's nothing. It's all or nothing. So you don't apply that principle.
So, but you just wouldn't have to pay, huh? Would you still have to pay?
No, I'm saying in that case, halacha lemaisa, you'd have to pay because there's no karen. Unless there's other damages, like boshes of begam. If there are other damages, then you would be putter from the 50. Okay, and there might be other damage. A lot of times there is. So we still don't know. Where is it now? What is the mucker? We tried learning out from what? We tried to learn out from where? From Isurim, from a forest and Durham. We try to learn out from Knas that the father gets that. Now we try another thing. Go ahead. Which gets us into the Tosis. Go ahead, Yaakov. Chitema. Why don't you learn out from Boshu Begam? Now what's Boshu Begam? This is exactly what Pinchas brought up. When a girl, God forbid, is raped, she's embarrassed, Boshus, Ubegam, she's defamed. She's no longer worth a psul anymore. She's no longer a psul. And that's a chiyuv, that's mammon. And we know the father gets that. So if the father gets that, let him also be able to marry her off, and they're both mammon. See, that's the mammon in that case. You follow me? So there he'd be chayv himself mammon. The other case is potus. So this is a great kasha. So let's see what the Gemara's answer is. Go ahead. Elo. What do you say? Shiny Boshu Begam. Now this is hard. What does this mean, guys? Go ahead, Yaakov. Okay, that's not what Rashi says. That's what other Rishonim say. I want you to get it down. Other Rishonim have a different girsa and say exactly what Yaakov said. They say that he's embarrassed because his daughter got raped. In fact, they have a different girsa in the Gemara. What's the girsa? The girsa is as follows. I want you to get it. The girsa is, who's the Rishonim? The Ramban, the Rashba, Ritva again. The Aviyah Nami Ispatsara Begavayu. Again, I'm going to read it slowly. The Aviyah Nami Isplait Sar Begavayu. He's embarrassed. He has Sar. He is Shayach. He's the Balabas in that department. Because he's embarrassed. So the only reason why he gets the Boshu Begam is because he's in the Balabas. He is the ruler of that department. So you can't use that as a model that he should get Kesef Kedushin. He's Shayach to that department because he's terribly embarrassed. That's what the Ramban, Ritva, and the Rashba have a different girsa. What is Rashi's girsa? Go ahead, Yaakov, read the Rashi. That's the girsa that we have. Davua Shaykh Begavayo, go ahead. No, Davua. Rashi, Davua Shaykh Begavayo. He has the ability to embarrass his own daughter. By doing what? By marrying her off to a Mukashvin. That's how he's a Baal Bus in this department. That's different than the other he's shown him. He could actually embarrass his own daughter by marrying her off to a Mukashvin. Go ahead, D-boy.
D-boy, Maser
La... Lemanuvel. You know, a Manuvel means a horrible guy. A Mukashvin is a guy with a lot of boils. Go ahead.
The Baal Boshes Begam.
Shezilzalallah? Zilzalallah, yeah. V'lo yikiftzu. Meaning this guy that raped her, this Anas, he's going to take money away from the father because now she's no longer a psula and no one's going to want to jump on her to marry her. No one's going to want to claim to marry her anymore. So the father's losing out. The father lost out in a financial realm because someone raped her. And she's been defamed. And how do I know that he's the Baal boss in the realm of embarrassing? Because he himself could marry her off to what? To a mukashchin. And he would get the money from that when he marries her off. So you see, according to you, Yaakov, Rover the Shonim goes straight to it. And they say what? They say the father himself is embarrassed. So that's why it boxes in that category. It cannot shed any light on a father being a Kaddish woman. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says a little bit more roundabout. He can marry her off to what? To a mukashchin and embarrass himself and get money for that. Now that this guy raped her, he doesn't have that ability anymore. So Mimela, he should get the money of the Boshev Gam, the guy that raped. The guy that raped her has to pay the father. So again, box it in. That's what Rashi says, Pshat Lamaisa, in this Gemara. That's the Chiddush. Okay? So we have two ways to learn this. But at the end of the day, where are we at? We have no mucker now. We have no mucker at all that a father gets the Kesef Kedusha. We keep trying. We try to learn a Binnah from a Forest of Darm. Mamun Miyasa Lo Yafina. We try to learn out from Knas. Mamun Mi Knas Lo Yafina. We try to learn out from Boshev Gan. This is a unique special Mamun because he's the Baal HaBos in it. Why is he the Baal HaBos? Tup Shot. Either like Rov Rishonim or like Rashi. Okay? So we have no mucker anymore. How do we know he gets the Kesef Kedusha? Okay? That's the Chiddush L'maisa of this what of this Gemara. Okay. Now I want to see now. Let's see the Tosis now. Okay, let's see the Tosis, guys. Look at the Tosis inside. Let's get it. Alright? Everyone, let's see the Tosis inside of the Chitema. Okay, we got it? Let's see the Tosis inside of the Chitema. Alright? We have a tremendous Chiddush in this. Tremendous Chiddush. Okay? Let's see now. Go ahead, Yaakov. What do you say? You're doing a great job. Period. So what's his kasha? His kasha is a bomb kasha. How do we learn out, Avi? How can we learn out kedushin from Boshev Begam when Boshev Begam in Ksubis, we know goes to the father from where? From where? How do we know Boshev Begam goes to the father? From Kedushin. It's like, make up your mind when you want to make this train. We're trying to learn from Boshev Begam in our Gemara to that the father gets Kesef Kedushin. Right? Tosfos asks, 1 second. How do you know Boshev Begam goes to the father? You know that from Kedushin. Does everyone got that kasha? Daniel Klor? One more time. What does our Gemara say? Our Gemara wants to learn out that the father gets Kesef Kedusha from where? The fact that the father gets Boshev Gam. How do you know the father gets Boshev Gam? The Gemara says in Ksubas. From Kedusha. Hello? It's like from two different directions. Mary, you got it? That's the kasha of Tosis, okay? Yaakov, clear? The only way you know that Boshev Begam goes to the father is from that the father gets Kesef Kedushin. But we're trying to learn from Boshev Begam to Kesef Kedushin. So go ahead, V'chi Tema. That's what V'chi Tema means.
V'chi Tema, what?
Nafkamine. Nun Mem means V'chi Tema, if you want to try to answer that kasha. The kasha that I'm asking by saying Nafkamine, Mia, it'll nevertheless will be a Nafkamine. Go ahead. Period. Okay, now whenever he has the chitema, you always look for what? You always look for a neb cane or why you can't give that answer. What's the proposed answer? Tosis is making a proposal. Daniel, what's the proposal? The proposal is the following. That Boshev Begam that goes to the father, we learn from what? Kedusha Ketana. Ketana. That the father married her off to who?
to a mukashkin when she was a ktana, and that shame lasts for even when she becomes older, when she's a nara. And when will that money be what? And when will that money be accepted, let's say, or in a case where she's raped? Let's say she's raped. He married her off when she's a ktana, halach l'maisa. He can give her off to a mukashkin when she's a ktana, and that busha lasts until she's a what? Could last forever, but it certainly lasts until she's 12. So how much more so if she, in a regular case where a ktana, where a nara gets raped, a regular nara who's not married, who gets the money? The father. So mamela, the train works like this. Since a father can marry off his ktana, to a guy that what? To a guy who's considered to be what? Who's considered to be a mukashkin, yes? And that busha lasts until she's a nara? So that tells me that if she's raped and she's a nara, who gets the money? The father. And then we learn from Bosha Bagam to our topic, which is, what's our topic? That when a father marries off his daughter who's a what? Who's a nara, then the father gets the money. You go from a father marrying off a ktana, teaches us the din of Bosha Bagam of what? Of a nara who's raped a single girl under the father's auspices. And that will be the marker to our topic, that a father can marry off a nara and he gets the money. That's the proposed answer of Tysus. Yes? That's the proposed answer of Tysus. Everyone got that train? Not a lot clear? Why does he say it's not good? Why does he say it's not good? What's the answer? Go ahead. Period. High timer. You know, Tosa says, if you like that theory, you know what comes out? Let's say you married her off when she's a ktana to a mukashkin. Does that embarrassment last till when she gets past 12 and a half? Of course it does. And what happens then if the girl is raped after 12 and a half? Who gets the Bosh of Gam in that case? What's the halacha? What have we said many times? When she's 12 and a half, what's the din? When she's a Bogeris, what's the din? She's totally on her own. But if this theory is right, that you have the ability to embarrass her when she's a ktana or a nara, and that could last even when she's after 12 and a half, then even if she's raped when she's after 12 and a half, who should get the money? The father should get the money. And we know that that's not true. That's why Tysus says this is a wrong theory. That's what he says. Im kein, gam chi bogeris ye boshav gam shel av mehai taima. And we know that's certainly not true. You got it, Yaakov? That's how Tysus rejects this proposal. This train of Kedusha Ketana, which teaches Bosha Begam when she's a Nara, and Bosha Begam teaches when the father mirrors off when she's a Nara, that train is wrong. What'd you say? So the answer is, the reason why that's wrong, because it should follow that the father should even get the money of Bosha Begam even when she's a Bogeris. Because he has the ability to what? To shame her when she was a ktana or a nara, and that will last forever. So therefore, even when she's raped and she's 18 years old, God forbid, the father should get the money. And that's not true, Yonah. He's done it 12 and a half. Clear, Daniel? That's how Tos debunks this theory. Therefore, what are we back to? The kasha. What is the kasha? The kasha is what Tosa asked in the beginning. How do we learn Kedusha of a Nara that goes to the father from Bosha Begam when Bosha Begam, the Gemara says, was learned from Kedusha? What type of Kedusha? Kedusha of a Nara. Don't give me this proposal of the Ketana. That Tosa is debunked. So we're back to the kasha. Okay? Go ahead, Yaakov. So what's the answer now? Ella Bimei. Period. So what's Tosa's answer? He rejects the rejection. So we go back to the proposal. He rejects the rejection. Meaning to say what? You cannot compare Bagris to what? Naris. Why? Because granted, we don't learn out from a forest and Durham. halacha lamaisa. We don't learn out from a farsa nedarim. What does this mean? Bagris is that when she's a nara, who gets the money? If she's raped, then who gets the money? The father gets the money. If she's a bogiris, who gets the money? She gets her own money. Because what do we find by a farsa nedarim? When does the father have the ability to annul his daughter's vows? Up to what age? 12 and a half. Once she's 12 and a half, she's done. She's done. So Bosh Shabagam, we learn out from what? We learn the range, at least, from what? From a forest in Durham. Granted, we don't learn the whole thing lock, stock, and barrel, because why? Mimonim Yisura, Lo Yafinin. But nevertheless, we are able to learn a range from a forest in Durham. And therefore, there is no way the strength of the father, what's Moshech, which should not pull to Bagris. It stops at Naris, and that's it. Done. What'd you say, Avi? Yes. The answer of Tosis is that don't give me the Svara that the Busha should remain into Bagris and the father should get it. That's not true. Because we know from a Farsa Nedarim, at the age of 12 and a half, the father has no rights to annul the vows at all. Done. She's on her own. He cannot annul her vows after 12 and a half. So that range is that he cannot get any boshes of begam if she's raped when she's a bogeris. Done. So if that's the case, if you're using that as a model, so why don't you use that as a model to learn out Kesef Kedushin? What's the answer? Mamonim Yisura Lo Yafinin. But we can learn a little bit from it, Avi, that there's a range, that at bogeris it ends. You follow me? You can't learn everything from Farsa Nedarim. We said Mamonim Yisura Lo Yafinin. But we can learn that the father has no auspices over at the time of bogeris. Done. Lock, stock, and barrel. So therefore, now we have a beautiful answer. So we're back to the train. What's the marker of Boshu Begam? If she's raped, that goes to the father? Kedushe Ktana. When he married her off when she's a Ktana. And then she grew up. And if she was raped, when what? When she's a Nara, he gets it. And then Boshu Begam, the money goes to the father. That's the marker for what? Kesef Kedushin of a Nara, that the father gets it as well. Okay? So that train has been reestablished. Not Amtrak, but the tire train. Okay? We got it? Daniel Klor? Now he brings a riot to this. Where do we have a riot? I want you to get this, that Bagris is a dead stop. Go ahead. Kiahi? What's ki mean? A lot is ki in learning, is kiah's like. Doesn't always mean because. Ki like ahi. Like the following case, Dilla come on later on. Go ahead. Right, Lechule. Okay, what does this mean here? Does everyone know what an islandess is? What's an islandess? A girl that is no, doesn't have the right, the simonim. What is that called? Adolescence. Right? She doesn't have the signs of adolescence. So the din is, if an amivri is an islandess, when does she go free? Normally a girl goes free at what? Simonim of Naris, but she has no simonim. So when does she go free? Bagris. 12 and a half, she's out. So what's the Kal Vachomer? Just like Simoni Naris, do not take a girl out of the auspices of her father. The father still gets the earnings of Maisei Adayim, but it is what? Simonim take her out of whose auspices? A master doesn't take it out of her father, but does take it out of the master. Bagris, which takes her out of the master, how much more so should it take her out of her what? Of her father. So there you have it. There you have it. A father, Lamaisa, Uminolan, go ahead, Yaakov Minolan. How do you know that a father can't marry her off at Bagris? Unless we learn from a forest Nadarim that a father can't make for his Nadarim of his daughter when she's a Bogeris, so too, we learn that what? The Bosha Begam of a Bogeris doesn't go to her father as well. And that's an example of what? And this example of islandness is an example where you have what? Where you have the concept of Bagris working as a Kal Vachomer. Halacha l'maisa. So that's exactly what we find here. So Tosus now is given a beautiful answer. That the Gemara, when it proposes that we should learn a father gets a Kesef Kedushin Boshu Begam, but I thought Boshu Begam was learned from Kedushin. Which Kedushin? Kedushin of a Ketana. Kedushin of a Ketana, where the father marries off, tells me Boshu Begam of a Nara. And Boshu Begam of a Nara is the marker that a father can Mekadosh a girl when she's a Nara. Yes, Pinchas.
Right, so Can Rebbe just explain exactly what Mahalis is? It's just that she doesn't have simanim?
Yes, she doesn't have the simanim. She has a thick voice and whatever, and physically. She doesn't have dadim. Okay. Gemara describes.
Tazan Rudalat, it talks about simanim, and it talks about Azmat Kitzel for simanim.
Yeah.
You say that there's an Azmat Kitzel.
Right. But Lamaisa, we're talking about, that's what the Gemara says. Kola of.
Just like it's a.
Yeah, she doesn't have the natural simon. Kola like, of.
But she does get the Bulgaris. Like.
Yes, she does get the Bulgaris, halacha Lamaisa. So we're assuming, Lamaisa, the Bulgaris is what's considered to be. That's what Bagris is, okay? Bagris is Motsir. Whether it's when she's 35 or whether it's 12 and a half, it doesn't make a difference. That's the din of Bulgaris. Okay, so Tosa has a beautiful answer so far. Go ahead, Yaakov Miu. Go ahead, Lo what? Let's see what he says. Go ahead, Miu. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like this answer. Go ahead. Kamola Nara, period. He says, you know what? I don't like it. You can marry her off to Mukashkin when she's a what? You can marry her after Mukashin when she's a Ktana, and that busha lasts till when she's a Nara. That busha lasts also when she's what? Let's say you marry her after Mukashin when she's 12. Doesn't that last until she's a Bogaris? It still lasts. It's not Mistaber to learn from a forest in Darm. Bagris is not, because the time of Nara, so Boshav Gam is Shayach. There's no a forest in Darm when she's a Bogaris. There is shame. There is shame when she's a Bulgaris. And if that shame came from the father, that he married her off to a what? To a Mukashin when she's an Ara, then if, God forbid, she's raped when she's older than 12 and a half, that money should go to the father. He is the Balabas. Tosis convinced. He says, that proposal that I said is wrong. He said the Busha should last until when? Until she's a Bulgaris. So we know that din is not so. So I don't like this, he's saying, this theory. So he comes up with a whole new theory. Guys, I want you to get this. He rereads the whole Gemara. That's what I wrote on the board at the beginning of Shir. The Tosfos. I said, we see how he reads the Gemara. Blachain, go ahead, Yaakov. Blachain. The Ema Hani Mili. He's teaching us how to read the Gemara. The Ema Hani Mili Ktana. Go ahead. See, a ketana, you can make a kavachomer. What's a kavachomer? Go ahead. Yeah, if he can marry her off, she takes the money. Go ahead, Kavin. Perish, Kavin. Yeah, if she can mekadosh herself, then you kedush and shalah. Then the kedush should be hers. Aval emes, right? Period. That's the punchline I wrote on the board. What is he saying, Tulsus? How is he rereading the Gemara? The Gemara doesn't mean to say the Pasuk is only talking about it when she's a Ktana. What is the Pasuk saying? The Pasuk saying a Ktana has no yad. She shouldn't get anything. But a Nara has a yad, she should get something. She's Mekadosh herself. But the emes is, when she's a Nara, can a father marry her off? Yes. So even when the father marries her off, halacha lemaisa, who should get the Kedushin? Gam kishin Nara, via yechol akadshah. Shivin Akach Azu Kiddushin Shalah. So what's the Gemara asking? The Gemara is asking what I wrote on the board. Even when she marries herself off, who should get the money? The father should always get the money. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. That is the Kasha of the Gemara. So how does that answer Tosis Kasha? Okay? How does it answer Kasha? We're going to see now how it answers Tosis Kasha. But Tosis is rereading the whole Gemara. The Gemara said, how do you know she can Mekadosh herself that the father gets the money? Vema hani mili ktana. Ktana can't marry herself off. But Anara can. But how do I know even in that track the father should still get the money? Yes? Now what's the pasuk speaking the Sathlish Hazet talking about then? According to Tosis. What's the pasuk talking about? According to this line of Tosfos, What is the pasuk speaking the Satmi Shazer talking about? A ketan or an ara? What do you say? It's really an ara. When it says ve'ema hani mili ketana, what did it mean? Hani mili ketana, who has no ability to make out herself, sure, for sure the father gets the money in that case. But in a case where what? In a case of an ara where she can marry herself off, how do you know where she marries herself off? Still in that case, the father gets the money. But the Pol Pusik is talking about what? Anara. It never was talking about a ketana. And therefore, that please get this down in your notes. Therefore, that answers the Tosfos we did yesterday. What was Tosfos Kasha yesterday? If the Pusik is talking about a ketana, then how do you talk about skila? Right? You don't punish a what? Punish a ketana? What's the answer? The answer is talking about anara. Pusik is not talking about a ketana. Read the next phrase there, Yaakov. Hashta? Period. What does that mean? Hashanicha kusha diel avi. What's kusha diel? The previous toisvus. Get it in your notes. The previous toisvus kasha. Nicha means it's answered now beautifully. Elad, you follow me? Because the whole toisvus kasha yesterday was predicated on if it's a ketana, why is she punished? You don't have to pay 100 talents of silver, motzi shem ra'an a ketana, remember? The answer is the post not talking about a nara, a ketana. It's talking about a nara. But didn't it say the emahani mili ketana? No, it didn't mean the pasuk. What did it mean? It meant the notion of kedushin. A ketana has no yad; she can't marry herself. There's nothing to talk about. So why should she get the money? But a nara has a yad. Maybe she should get the money. No, even when she does it herself, the father should get the money. How do we know that? But the pasuk lock, stock, and barrel from the very beginning never was talking about a ketana. It's talking about a nara. You say it like that, Tysus, the previous Kasha Tysus, the previous Tysus, not Kasha of this Tysus, the Tysus before doesn't start. Daniel, you got me? Oh, now he teaches us how to read the Gemara. Go ahead. Oh, what the Pusik's talking about when the father read off when she was a Nara, not when she's a Ketana. Go ahead, Vahasam. Yeah, the Kroy Iri Kitchik Kitchavia, Vahasam in Ksubis. Oh, now Boshim Bakam in Ksubis, we learn from what? Kedushin Shayyade Avia. Shehem Shalavia. What does it mean, Shehem Shalavia? The guy that raped her made the father lose now. Now he can't marry her off to a Mukashkin. So who gets the money? The father gets the Boshim Bakam. Vahacha Hachi Kamran. How do you read our Gemara? Go ahead. Oh, how do you know that Boshus? How do you know that that Lechi Tema Nelef be Boshus Begam learned Kedushin Shal Yedei Atzma? What does Kedushin Shal Yedei Atzma mean? What does Kedushin Shal Yedei Atzma mean? She does it herself. How do you know the money goes Shal Avia to the father? Me Boshus Begam. That's what the Gemara was saying. Go ahead, Kivadai. Yeah, you can't learn it out when the what? When the father marries her off. Go ahead. Because that's completely what? That's completely she'elu al yada legamri heim. You can't learn out from Kedushi Avia, the Boshu Begam, because she was the one who was raped. Has nothing to do with the father being Makadosh. The father in charge of the Kedushin, and she was raped. That has nothing to do with the what? The father. Go ahead. So what is Avah Mitchila mean? Mitchila have a yalef boshu begam she'eno al yada. What is boshu begam she'eno al yada? She didn't cause the rape. It was through the Peru who raped her. The yalef lo mi kedushi avia. We learn that out from what? Kedushi avia, that also wasn't through her. We also was not through her. The father married her off. So again, Ksubis is saying what? What is Ksubis saying? The Boshu Begam, the father, is learned from what? When the father marries her off, when she's a what? A Nara. When she's a Nara, she didn't do it. She also didn't cause the rape. Someone else caused it. So they're in the same plane. Go ahead. Basar Hachi, once you learn that, go ahead. Ah, Then you can learn out Kedushin that she did herself from something that she did not do, what? Which was not done through the father, namely Boshu Begam. The father didn't call Boshu Begam. The rapist caused it, God forbid. So just like Boshu Begam is not through the father, and it goes to the father, so too what? Kedushin of herself, which is not through the father, goes to the father. So the train of Tosis is like this. Amazing. The train of Tosis is that you learn out Halacha L'maisa. The way he learns it is, let's get it, Boshus Upagam Shel Nara is what? Einan Al Yedei Aviha. The father didn't call the Boshus Upagam when she was raped of a Nara, but it goes to what? La'av. And that is learned, that tells us that when she's Mekadosh Atzma, she's Mekadosh herself, Kesef goes to what? La'aviha. When she's a Nara. Because that also is Eina Al Yedei Aviha. Yes? That's the second and third part of the train. Bosh Supagam of Anara in Ksubis goes to the father. That wasn't caused through the father. And he gets the money. So that is the mucker that what? That when she mirrors herself off when she's a Nara, the Kesef goes to the father, also Eina Yedei Aviha. Because she didn't do the Kedushin. And what's the first stage? What's the first stage that he says? Kivarai, the first stage is mitchila havilos boshim sheina yada. Right? We learn that from Kedushi Aviyah. What's Kedushi Aviyah? Here. Kedushi Aviyah. The father, Kedushi Aviha. The father mirrors her off. Kedushi Aviyah. Who does it go to? La'av. The father gets the money. That was Ayyadei Aviyah. That teaches us what din? What din does that teach us? The father mirrors her off and the money goes to the father when she's a Nara. What din does that teach us? That teaches us Boshus of Begam, Halacha L'maisa, that tells me what? That goes to the Nara L'av. Even though this was what? Ayyadei Aviyah. This tells me the din of Boshus of Begam, which is not Ayyadei Aviyah. Which he didn't cause. That's what he means when he says, Mischila Aviyalot Boshukam She'ena Al Yoda. Mekidush Aviyah, which is what? Which is Al Yoda. But it's Lo Al Yoda. Okay? Lo Al Yoda. This is Ayyadei Aviyah, but Lo Ayyadei Yoda. Did she Mekadosh herself in this case? No. Who gets the money? Kesef goes to the father. It was Ayyadei Aviyah, okay, but we don't care. It was Lo Ayyadei Aviyah. That's the marker for Boshu Begam, which is also Eina Yodah Aviyah, and also Eina what? Eina Yodah. That's the commonality. The rape came from a third guy, from the rapist. So therefore, it wasn't through her, the father got the money. If it wasn't through her, father also gets the money. That's the marker to also what? When she's Mekadosh herself, which is not Yodah Aviyah, because she did it, the Kesef goes to the father. That's the train at the end of the day. That Tosfos says. Yoni, you got it? We are learning from something that is Eina Lo Al Yada, which is Kedushi Aviyah, because the father mirrored off. That's the marker Eina Al Yada, where she's raped, God forbid, as a Nara. Father gets the money. And we use that as a marker when she mirrors herself off. That the father still gets the money. And that's what we said at the beginning of Shir. That's the way Tosfos. How do you know that when she's Mekadosh herself, that the father gets the money? But I thought Rabbi Yochanan doesn't allow that. Tosfos Rosh says, Arto's going like Rish Lakish. Our Gemara's going like Rish Lakish, that allows it. Al pi din. That's the skittish of this Tosfos. Those are the four ways to learn it, but we had to do the whole Tosfos to get to it. So at the end of the day, Tosfos had Akasha. How do you learn Boshu Begam from what? From Kesef Kedushin. How do you learn Kesef Kedushin? From Boshu Begam. Boshu Begam is learned from Kedusha. Oh, I got a proposal. Ketana. Kedusha Ketana tells me Boshu Begam of Anara. Boshu Begam of Anara tells me Boshu Begam, tells me Kedusha Anara. Tosfos says, I don't like that proposal. Why? Because it should go what? If there's an issue of shame that goes into Anara, it should go all the way to Bagras. So Tosfos says, no, that's not Akasha. Bagrus is a dead clock. Stops at Bagrus. Not true. Doesn't stop at Bagrus, says the Tosis. The fact is, if they're shamed, they're shamed. So Tosis says, I'm going to come with a whole new theory. Forget about that katana. We'll stick with Nara the whole time. Nara the whole time. From beginning until end. Nara, the father mirrors are off. He gets the money. It's law yada. That's the marker post of God. She's raped, God forbid. It's not ayavia, not the other. Father gets the money. That's the marker for our topic. That the father can marry off a Nara. Even when she does it herself. And it's not ayada. Who gets the money? The father gets the money. Because at the end of the day, the father is the boss. And even if she does her own kiddushin, the father gets it, I'll be dead. Okay? We got it? Okay, let's stop real da mincha. Tomorrow, I think we're going to do a chazara, and a little bit. We'll do a little bit more we have to do here. And we'll have chazara too as well. Thursday, we have the lunch. Okay?